My prediction was right, though. I did predict he would get his first basket last night.
It's really cool. It was really very, very cool to see.
It's so funny because I said this yesterday, and I saw my guy, Earl DePearl, tweet this out as well today, and then I responded to his because I don't think we're talking about Bronny in the right light. We're making it all about LeBron, and we don't realize, like, there's so much about Bronny that if he just didn't have the last name James, we'd be rooting for in such a huge way. Late second round pick, trying to make the NBA. He had ridiculous health issue, life-threatening issue at USC, which ended his college career, amongst other things. And then third, like, he's a local boy done good.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's a Northeast Ohio kid, just like his dad. He's a kid from Akron. Like, and I thought it was so cool to see that happen. I thought the way that the crowd received him was awesome. Like, 7 minutes left in the game, and the Cavs are up by 22 at that point. The "We want Bronny" chants, I thought it was really, really cool.
I thought it was fun. I saw people like analyzing it, and I was like, well, of course, it's social media. Don't base your expectations off social media. But I was like, how could you not just enjoy what that moment was instead of turning it into some cynical BS that we normally do?
Well, and like, to have it happen in the building where, I don't want to say he grew up, but the building where he spent so much time as a young child, in the building where the banner that represents his dad's greatest athletic accomplishment, in my opinion, hangs from the rafters, to do it on that floor, to do it with what was essentially the same type of shot that his dad hit for his first ever NBA basket 22 years and a day before in Sacramento. I thought that was all really cool. I thought that was an awesome moment. I'm really glad that I was in the building for that. I don't know what's going to happen with Bronny in his career. I have no idea.
Yeah. Nobody does.
I think he can become a legitimate NBA role player with the proper development. I don't doubt that happening. And I know that he works really hard, and I know that he goes about things the right way. To see that on that floor in that building was really cool. I thought the way the fans handled it was awesome too.
Somebody compared him yesterday. Now, and I'm sorry, whoever you were out there on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. They compared him like, oh, could he be Patrick Beverley? And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, undersized. By NBA standards, undersized. But point guard, backup point guard, starter on maybe a championship team with a lot of superstars, really good defensive player, and effective enough offensively. And I was like, that would be such a success.
Yeah, like, and for the 55th pick in the draft, absolutely.
And for a kid who played, like, what was it, 12 games at USC?
It was not many. He going through what he went through health-wise and being in cardiac arrest, 14 months ago from right now, to scoring an NBA basket in 14 months is a wild journey to go on. I think we lose sight of that at sometimes because of what his name is.
Can I actually say, because I think you're in the perfect position to either dispute this or confirm this.
Oh, yes.
Because I've paid a lot of attention at how people talk about Bronny when they actually do, instead of just using Bronny as a crux to talk about LeBron. And I think it's pretty disgusting how people that I really like in this business, and I'm not going to call them out by name because it can turn into one of those Barrett Sports Media articles. And
come on, do it.
Okay, like Michelle Beadle.
Okay.
I think Michelle Beadle is so fantastic. I do. And I honestly think it's a crime that she doesn't have a bigger space in the NBA. And that's the one that I remember top of mind, but there are others, though. It seems like people are allowing their cynicism or their irritation at LeBron and all the things that come with LeBron to shade their coverage of Bronny.
I think you have to be a tremendous hater to think that's not cool. And I've seen it all day today in my mentions. So I tweeted out a photo last night. The net from the basket Bronny made the jumper on was taken off. It was given to a member of the Lakers support staff. And I saw Bronny James walking to the press conference room with a plastic bag that had his jersey and the net in it. So, like, the Cavs gave him the net to take home and that he scored his first basket on. Like, I think that's a really, really cool gesture. I don't know that any other franchise would have done that. I don't know that it would have made sense for other franchises to do that. But because of the history he and his family have in Cleveland with this franchise, it makes a ton of sense. I thought it was awesome the Cavs did it. And my mentions have just been filled with how awful it is, how much nepotism there is, all that stuff. I'm like, just enjoy this. Like, you are such a hater if you don't think this is cool. I don't know what Bronny's going to be. Nobody does. He's going to go to the G League very soon and start to develop into hopefully a better basketball player. But just appreciate these moments because we've never seen this before, and it's so cool.
I also just think it's weird the things we symbol, like the people we use as symbols of nepotism and the people we don't. And how we silo it into this is a LeBron problem instead of a worldly problem. But big picture, do you agree with me? Because I've yet to hear somebody talk about Bronny without bringing up the LeBron part, without talking about Bronny in and of himself with some level of sneer.
Yeah, this is all about LeBron. It's all of, and it's unfortunate because the other cool thing about this, the guy is good enough to be in the NBA when his child is old enough to be in the NBA. Yeah. Like, we've never seen that before either. And that is insane.
That's so good. The idea that that's lost on people is wild to me.
Right. Like, this guy is turning 40 years old in 2 months. He is in his 22nd year in the league, and he is old enough and still good enough that his kid is in the league and this can happen. That is incredible. And to hate on that, like, it's such a loser take. It is.
I just think it's more like I think
it's all, and it's all about LeBron, and I think it's totally unfair to Bronny.
Well, but I think at some point there's going to be a time after LeBron retires where we look back in the era that he grew up at as an athlete and where we start to understand the need for control that LeBron has on every level, whether it's his image, whether it's teams, whether it's whatever. But I think we're going to look back on LeBron and in to some extent Bronny with a lot of compassion because he, like, Michael grew up, quote unquote, and won titles and all this in the cable TV era. And that was, to that point, the most attention and the most spotlight we'd ever given to an athlete before.
Right.
And there are guys who bridged both of those, right? Started in cable and then went to, like Kobe, then went to the digital age. Mm-hmm. But, like, in the social media age, LeBron's first year was 2003. Right. When was Facebook created? And so this guy has lived his whole career in an era that has fostered haters, trolls, and bees, and it is extended to his kid. And I do think there's going to be some point where there's a reckoning for even people who don't like him, because I've had it with Tom Brady. I had it with Kobe. Mm-hmm. So I was one of those guys that hated their greatness.
Sure.
Where you go, maybe I graded too hard because I was so close to it. And closer to that than the way that I was with Michael, or closer to that than the way I was with Magic or Bird or somebody like that.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone that shouldn't like Bronny. I think that there are people that don't like Bronny because of who his dad is, and there's no other reason for it, and it's unfortunate.
216-474-0092, as we talk about Bronny, we'll just start with a very easy topic here. Did you enjoy what you saw last night? Were you one of the cheering hordes of people asking,
it
begging?
It was loud in there, man.
It was very loud.
I don't know what it sounded like over the television. In person, it was loud there. And the pop of that crowd when he got up off the bench was awesome.
But we've got to use Greg Newsom to get into Stay or Go with the Browns at the deadline next on 92.3 The Fan.